Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I've heard people complain, I don't have time to get to this place. I don't have time to listen to your podcast every week. And here's what you need to do. That.
I'm going after them with some bitches. Podcast rights.
Bitches. That's what we call host rage.
Host rage.
Where we have rage that people will not listen to our podcast.
I will fly to your hometown and stick those ear pod buds in your ear.
Grab a fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
This week on the show, we're talking ways to die.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, every time that she says, ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, I feel like I have been given an award and that I need to head toward the stage. And because not only do I feel like that because that's the way she says it, but that's the way I feel every time we get to do a show. It is a gift. I do not take it for granted.
That's exactly what our listeners think. It's a gift, Cliff.
It is a gift. It is a golden time. A lot of our listeners, they refer to the time that they listen to our show as magic time. Mm. They just think it's so magical. And I wish that we were TV show only, because then they could syndicate us and we could be 5 days a week.
Magic. But you know we couldn't be a TV show because we'd be too fat. We'd be either.
We are too
fat. We'd set a new standard for size on TV.
The role of Dan Connor has already been cast.
Well, Cliff, something else that's equally as sad is what we're talking about today.
Oh, no.
I know what you're thinking, listeners. Why are they talking about such a down subject?
In my magic time, no less.
But we are going to bring it up. We're going to bring it up, Cliff. It's going to be...
Let's bring it up.
We're gonna do a wonderful show on death as we get into our Halloween season coming up next week.
We're just going to do a wonderful show about death, everybody. I hope that you have tuned in to the right place this week, because we're going to talk ways to die. Kendall, tell me a little bit about what you know about ways to die and what that means to you.
Well, there are thousands of ways to die, as we know from that TV show. But
Thousands.
But, you know, there are happy ways to... What?
Do you think that scientists discover a new way to die every day or just like every other day?
I don't know. I think all the ways to die have been discovered, Cliff.
Oh, no. New technology, Kendall, is happening every day all around us. Therefore, new ways to die, new things to choke on, you know.
Well, you can choke on a nacho, Cliff.
Choke on a nacho, end up in some sort of heavenly boardroom where they're offering you a second chance.
Cliff, what is your ideal? Let's start with, what's your ideal way to go, Cliff?
Ideal way to go. Y'all gotta go sometime.
We all gotta go, Cliff. Might as well decide which way you want to do it.
It's a journey we're taking alone. Everybody out there, I want you to know it is a journey of returning. You are returning. Like, unlike that belch, it can never return to Kendall.
Except Thelma and Louise. They took that journey together.
You're returning to the source that made you, everybody. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's to be embraced.
Kendall, don't worry. It's years for us to decompose.
Are you eating, like, ranch dressing out of a bowl over there? What are you doing?
Well, I had some broccoli. I was doing very good.
How healthy.
I had just a little residue of ranch dressing.
Oh.
And I didn't want it to go to waste, Cliff.
I think that's really good, and that's, I want everybody to salute the environment in your hearts every day. My ideal way to die would, of course, be painlessly and in my sleep. Just wake up in heaven.
Well, what would you die of? Just die of happiness?
Oh, Kendall, it's foretold I will die of morbid obesity. Some sort of, it'll stem back to that, whatever it ends up dying from.
Well,
it being my earthly body.
What is your worst way to die?
Worst way to die? I don't know. I wouldn't, of course, want to like drown. I guess that's be like impaled on a
riveting
spike, uh-huh. Crucified like our Lord.
Be rough, yeah. Now for me, I think again with you, I'm with you. The worst way to die would be drowning or being burned alive. I wouldn't want to burn alive.
Oh, no.
But
although, luckily, if you die in a house fire, odds are you really die of smoke inhalation.
Yeah. But I did. I was at the dentist the other day.
Lucky. And consider, if you wake up during that, just consider yourself lucky and just start inhaling smoke. Just breathe it in. I don't want to burn. I'd rather die.
Well, I was at the dentist, and I was having some work done, and I had nitrous oxide. And I was sitting there thinking as I was loopy in another world.
Oh, you did have it. Okay.
I did. It was great. Everybody go out and get some nitrous oxide.
Why would people not want that every day of their lives? I wish I had it hooked up to my face right now.
It's like I can't even describe it. Anyway, so yeah. It was wonderful. And I was thinking, you know, I've heard about people that like the oxygen didn't work and you were just smelling, like breathing in pure nitrous oxide and you asphyxiate, you know? That'd be a pretty good way to go. You'd be like high and out of your mind and like loopy on nitrous oxide and you just peacefully pass out.
Peacefully pass gas like just every day.
Well, I probably would pass gas when I go. Anyway.
When you chalk on that final nacho. Now, kiddo, what is the worst way for you to go? What way are you just like,
told
no
you.
Way.
You're not paying attention, Cliff. I told you. Where is Mr. Snodbottom when you need him, Cliff? He is supposed to be keeping us on track. He's not been in the booth this whole time.
I'll just listen back, listeners. If you also missed what Kendall said, we'll just rewind it, okay?
I'm with you. The worst way to die would be drowning or being burned alive.
Oh.
Cliff, where is Mr. Snodbottom? Did he have irritable bowels again?
But I don't know. I don't know what. Something has been going on with him and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. I don't know.
Sneaking off into a room?
No, it's been tense here lately. Have you noticed it?
I thought she was a little short with me.
She's been short with a few of us, and oh my goodness, Kendall, it's just, I don't know. I think she can't handle the IBS on the air. I can't handle it.
I don't blame her. Oh God, here he comes back. Oh.
Ways to die. There's so many, Kendall, and that is not a fucking joke.
Oh, it's not, Cliff. It's time for some bad jokes.
Oh, Kendall, I thought that they would only get better as we got older. No.
Cliff?
No.
I think that maybe our listeners, one of their favorite ways to die would be to die of too many jokes. Listening to us telling jokes.
Just doubled over, laughing themselves to death.
Kendall, you can die laughing to death. Okay, go ahead.
Probably will in just a minute. I want everybody to know, speaking of magic time, this is what everybody's calling it this episode. Every time that they listen to the show, it's magic time.
Uh-huh.
This is also another kind of magic time because only for a few short weeks, Kendall, never will this happen again. You're in your 20s, I'm in my 30s. What do you think about that, mother?
I love it. I love it that I'm so much younger and handsomer than you.
Oh, no skinnier.
Oh.
Honey, said this husband to his wife. Oh, my goodness. I invited a friend home for supper. This, like, you invited me home last night. Susan just threw me out. And she can't handle the belches at the dinner table.
She didn't have enough food to feed you.
Are you crazy? This house is a mess. I haven't been shopping. All the dishes are dirty. And I don't even feel like cooking a fancy meal.
Oh.
I know all that. Well, then why'd you invite a friend over for supper? And he says, well, that that dumbass is thinking about getting married.
Oh, somebody needs to teach him, Cliff. Somebody needs to teach him what marriage is all about.
Teach that man the proper way. Marriage is a farce. Don't do it.
Cliff, one night, a policeman pulls over a drunk driver.
Oh.
And now this beautiful policewoman, she politely asks this man to step out of his car. And he willingly does so. And she says, anything you say and do, anything you say can and will be held against you. And Cliff, he says, breasts. Oh, he was held against him, Cliff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right.
Oh, my God. Kendall, speaking of our Lord, there was a little boy.
Oh, little Johnny?
I guess. And he opened the big family Bible. How holy of him. Holiest of holies. He was fascinated as he just went through the old creaky pages. And suddenly, Kendall, something fell out of the Bible. He picked up the object and looked at it. And what he saw was an old leaf that had been pressed in between the pages.
That's beautiful.
Mama, look what I found, little Johnny called out. What have you got there, little Johnny? Mom said. And with astonishment in little Johnny's voice, he said, I think it's Adam's underwear.
Smart little Johnny. That's Cliff.
How adorable. How adorable. Wholesome.
Clever, clever, clever. Cliff, a woman was pregnant with triplets.
Oh, what a joyous occasion. Too many children.
Well, Cliff, one day she goes to a bank and is being held up, and she gets shot 3 times in her stomach.
Oh, shit.
But luckily she lives, Cliff. She lives. She goes to the doctor, who tells her that her children will be all right, and one day the bullets will come out. So, Cliff, 13 years later, one triplet, a girl, runs out of the bathroom and says, Mommy, I was going to the bathroom and a bullet came out. What are you laughing at so much over there, Cliff?
Reminiscent of a Harry Goody. It's a new twist. I'm loving the twist. It's been rebooted. This is the reboot of that joke.
If I'm going to do it again, I'm going to reboot it. So Cliff, the
magic
mother
time.
Tells her the story of what happened when she was in the womb. So Cliff, the next day, the second daughter comes out and says the same thing. Mom, I was going to the bathroom and a bullet came out.
And shit! Imagine her surprise, everybody.
On the third day, the son comes running out and he says, Mommy, she says, let me guess, you're going to the bathroom and a bullet came out. And he says, no, I was jacking off and I shot the dog. Ouch.
Ouch. I'm saying ouch for the dog. Oh, yes. My God. Kendall, Bruce, he is driving over the Sydney Harbor Bridge one day when he sees who but his girlfriend, Shayla, about to throw herself off.
Oh, no.
And Bruce, he slams on the brakes. That is, don't do it, listeners. It's not worth it. You got magic time every week.
Why is magic time going to be our new phrase? I feel it now. It's like dow. They just keep coming.
I'm following the dow, and it told me.
Dow.
You call it magic time. That's because that's the listeners. They've termed it. Bruce, he slams on the brakes and yells, Shayla, what the hell did you think you'd done? They're in Australia.
Oh, yay, mate.
Shayla turns around with a tear in her eye and says, good day, Bruce. You got me pregnant. Now I'm going to kill myself.
And she went a little British.
Oh, and Bruce, he just gets a lump in his throat. And when he hears this, he says, oh, gosh, Shayla. Not only are you a great shag, but you're a real sport, too. And he drives off. Kendall, what an asshole.
Oh, is that how they do it down under, Cliff?
What a stone cold bitch.
Oh, Cliff.
Yes.
Let me tell you another joke. How about it?
Yes. Yeah. If you insist.
Only if I insist. A man. Yeah. Oops, sorry. A man goes to a fancy dress party where nothing but a jam jar on his penis, Cliff.
A jam jar. Oh, my God.
And Cliff, this lady says, what are you dressed as? And he says, I'm a fireman. He says, you break the glass, pull the knob, and I'll come as fast as I can.
Oh, my God. That is excellent. That is excellent. Writer, somebody give them a raise, Kendall.
But give them a round of applause.
I
gotta take a
break. I feel like I'm about to die laughing, and I gotta take a break.
I can
see
tell.
If I can recover.
All right, Cliff, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't go away. Cliff and Kendall will be right back in one fat minute.
Mi familia ha ayudado a nuestra comunidad desde 1931. Vea este testimonio.
Sí, esto no es un comercial, es mi vida real. Perdí un familiar muy cercano, muy querido, y en ese momento de dolor, Funerales Morales fue como nuestro ángel protector para toda la familia. Nos dio amor, comprensión, respeto. Que Dios los bendiga. Funerales Morales.
Morales Funeral Home. Nosotros comprendemos.
Make some room. Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
Cliff. Thank God we did not die during the break. We're back.
I'm so glad, Kendall. Now, I do want to say, I want to just put it out there, but I don't want to make a thing out of
it.
Just going to go on. During the commercial break, we got a fax in the office. Tyler just brought it to me, and it seems that this episode is being beamed via satellite into the headquarters of the Quarterly Podcasting Journal. They're going to review our show in the next Quarterly Podcasting Journal. Isn't that exciting, everyone?
Well, it is exciting, Cliff. I just want you to know that don't judge how we do on what they say. We have a great show no matter what they say, all right?
Kendall, I am following the Dow.
Here's the thing.
My ego, it does not need validation from anybody else. I don't need it.
I don't need it. I just want to make sure that you're okay, that we're on the same page there.
Everybody's wondering when I became Oprah, and I don't know. I didn't realize it either, everybody. It just happened.
Well, that's usually what happens when you become Oprah. It just happens, Cliff. And Cliff, that is weird. It's time for Kendall's Weird News! Cliff, you're gonna die laughing over there.
Oh, if this were like an episode of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, some supernatural show, I would! That's what would happen. I would
Or if it was Roger laughing. Rabbit. One of these days you're gonna die laughing!
It's gonna be the dip. For me, Kendall. I'm ready for weird.
All right, Cliff, I got some for you. This medical establishment, the medical establishment generally regards placentas, Cliff, or afterbirth, as biohazardous waste. New York City placenta chef Jennifer Mayer, they are nutrient-laden meat that can alleviate postpartum depression and aid in breast milk production, Cliff, other so far unverified benefits. She typically sets up her clients in their own kitchens, and she will come there and she will cook the meat, cut it in small little pieces, freeze-dry it like jerky, and then sometimes they'll even grind it up and put it into pills so they can take them over like several dozen days.
Vomitous, and I want everybody out there to know that our show has the exact same unverified benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, dogs eat their placentas after they give birth, so it'll stimulate breast milk. So
dogs also eat their vomit and
their poop.
Doo-doo.
All right, Cliff, in August, you're going to love this one.
I want all the moms out there to just follow their hearts on that.
Cliff,
okay?
In August, 400-pound man Eric Kinley, 48, won a new trial for his two New York City robbery convictions after appeals court judges realized that the police lineup that identified him was unfair, Cliff. That in fact he was apparently much fatter than the other men in the lineup. And the police
had That's why we could never have a fair trial.
I know, Cliff. So the police had attempted to compensate by using larger than average men and by presenting them all seated to minimize the weight differences, Cliff. They couldn't do a lineup. They're like, oh, there's the fat man right there. That's
there
him.
He is.
That's what that is. Cliff Richard Handy, 31, was arrested in southern Sweden after a raid on his home. He had been trying for months to set up a nuclear reactor in his kitchen, but became alarmed when a brew of americium, however you say that, triton, and beryllium created a nuclear meltdown on his stove, Cliff. Only then, he said, did it occur to him.
Nuclear meltdown.
Only then did it occur to him to ask the country's radiation authority if what he was doing was legal. And it was not. After a raid, they checked that no radiation level was detected, but he still faces fines and a maximum 2-year prison sentence for unauthorized possession of nuclear materials.
Oh my God.
Weird. Cliff, if you thought all these were weird, and you thought that was weird, I want you to sit down. I want you to sit down and listen to this next story.
All right.
Cliff, the first published instant of a woman's nipple appearing on the sole of her foot was noted in a 2006 report in the journal Dermatology and reprised in a series of U.S. and British press reports in July. The reporting physicians, led by Dr. Delio Marquez Conde, acknowledged that out-of-place breast tissue, while extremely rare, has shown up before on the back, shoulder, face, and thigh. The foot nipple was well-formed with areola and sebaceous glands. Cliff, could you imagine if some woman walked up to you and she had a nipple on her face? I wouldn't know whether to kiss her or drink.
Oh, God.
And that's all the weird news I got, Cliff.
Oh, you know why.
I know, that was hideous.
That was hideous. That's what our listeners are thinking.
But it was weird.
They're thinking, this is my goddamn magic time, Cliff, and you are over here saying things like that.
I was trying to be weird.
Success,
Cliff. It's also pretty stupid.
It's pretty stupid.
Now it's time for stupid questions. Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Where's my stupid questions? Here they are. But Tyler's been slacking lately. He's been doing only things for you. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Maybe because that's what he was hired to do. I don't know.
Well, I don't get anything around here. Cliff.
Oh, Kendall. Driving you to drink, I see.
Except for my alcohol. That's the only thing I get around here. Drive a man to drink. Cliff, if you could go back to childhood and buy yourself one thing, what would it be? Diet pills?
Yes. liposuction. extensive plastic surgery.
Yeah.
DNA recalculation. Yes.
All right, then. Cliff,
DNA recalculation. That's
which mystery or unsolved case would you like to know the truth about?
The truth. Nothing but the cold, hard truth, Kendall, for me. Especially...
Get it out.
Lizzie Borden.
All right.
40 wax.
I'd like to know JFK. I would like to know if there was really a gunman on the grassy knoll, Cliff.
Oh, that is interesting. I didn't even think about JFK.
Cliff, if you had an unlimited budget and one
Roswell, hour... Roswell, Area 51.
That's a good one. Cliff, if you had an unlimited budget and 1 hour to shop, where would you go and what would you buy?
I would go to a jewelry store and I would buy $20 bazillion worth of blood diamonds. And then I would have them and then I would sell them to celebrities door to door.
All right. Well, that was well thought out, Cliff.
That's right. Kendall, you got to give a man a time to think.
I have one final question, Cliff.
Yeah.
Speaking of being famous, what would be the best and the worst things about being rich and famous?
Well, the worst thing about being rich is the taxes. You just tax to death. You're just taxed. Get all the taxes that they take out. And being famous is the paparazzi will not leave us alone. Well, they won't. They don't. They say they don't have... Well, they always see us like, oh, we don't have a wide-angle lens. And so they can't take a photo of us. But the paparazzi, wouldn't that be awful? And the best things would be sleeping with beautiful people who just wanted to sleep with you because you're famous. And all the money.
Money. All right, Cliff.
pay all my student loans?
Well, that's all the time for stupid questions.
Okay, no, that's all the time.
That's all the time, Cliff. Sometimes it's all the time, and that's when you die.
Sometimes.
It's all the time you get, Cliff. I was going to say something really important, and I forgot.
Don't got nothing for that.
You know, I'm longing for Beulah Land right about now, and I think that's just going to be the nicest thing when that happens, Kendall, whatever way. Whatever way you die. Whatever way.
I don't know what's going on anymore, Cliff, but that's sad.
It is so sad. Kendall, I will not... I don't plan to be buried. Are you going to be buried?
Refer back to the episode where we talked about how we were going to die or something. I talked about how I was going to be buried in the all-natural cemetery with no casket.
Oh, I remember that now. Because I was thinking earlier how I was going to be sad that I would never be a skeleton if I was cremated.
Well, that's why I'm not going to be cremated, Cliff, because I want to be a skeleton for eternity.
I don't think you'd be going for eternity. I think eventually they go away.
Well, as long as I possibly can be a skeleton.
We will blow this planet up long before that happens, you know, with a nuclear stove meltdown.
Long before eternity? I hope so.
Well, long before our enormous big fat skeletons, these robust skeletons that are in our enormous fat bodies, ever dwindle away.
It's going to take a long time, Cliff.
And that's so sad.
If our listeners are scared of death.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Go to cliffandkendall.com. cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or call us on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT and leave a message for our show that we'll play on the air, and you will not be sad or scared about death anymore. You'll be happy.
Don't be, everybody, it is a journey of returning. You're going back to that mother source that made
the mothership. Cliff, do you have
going back to the mothership.
Do you have a quote?
I have so many quotes, Kendall. It is outrageous.
Oh, God. Well, good. I'll limit mine to one.
To die will be an awfully big adventure, and that was said by J.M. Barrie.
Yes. You have a million. You can tell me another one.
It's not that I'm afraid to die, Kendall. I just don't want to be there when it happens, and that was said by Woody Allen.
Good idea, Woody. Good idea. Cliff, birth and death. We all move between these two unknowns. And that was Bryant H. McGill.
What a deep thought. I love it.
I like to keep it on the surface, Cliff.
Keep it all... Keep it under your hat, Kendall. I don't believe that life is supposed to make you feel good or make you feel miserable either. Life is just supposed to make you feel. And that was said by Gloria Naylor. That is like our show. It's just supposed to make you feel.
And I do have one more, Cliff. I lied.
All right. Are you lying, son of a...
I am, Cliff. Call no man happy till he is dead.
I thought, what episode did we say that on?
It sums up our entire lives. Cliff, why don't you take us home down those lonely roads of Death Valley?
Take me home, lonely roads of Death Valley. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. Come back next week. We're going to start the Halloween season.
Oh. It's going to be right on time.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Where I don't know if you were there when they crucified our Lord, but right here it was... Bad
I was there
news.
When he came into the world.
When he came into the world. I was too.